Oh, I see some plumes, I think.
Yeah, you're probably going to be good when you swing it on this one.
Wow, it looks like the whole thing has fallen over.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, this used to be 16 meters high. So it has changed a lot.
Wow.
Massive chimney before. Wow, there's just this skinny little one now.
Well, it's still venting.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible.
For me, it's completely different.
It
it's
is.
Like, this is tiny compared to what it was before. The old chimney must have fallen over, and this is regrowing in its place.
Well, you see, it's on a giant mound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all that mound is made up of these old chimney pieces.
Right. The top there.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
It actually is about 15 meters altitude.
Is it?
15 meters still? Just skinnier.
Above the base?
Yeah, what I'm hitting on the Doppler here now, yeah.
Wow, that is phenomenal. It was worth the wait to see it. Uh-huh. This is just stunning to sit and watch.
And you can see all the little shrimp moving along the edges there.
I think I see a flange.
And then all the squat lobsters down below there.
Lots of little spigots.
It looks like it's coming down in a different spot over on the right, too. It's not as big. It just looks like a mini black smoker.
Yeah,
could
right.
Be from the
there's
old.
Where all those squat lobsters are, there's shimmering water coming out, and then there's some smoky fluid coming out behind that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's an anemone on top of that little stubby thing. Huh?
Yeah, there's like three of them. Three anemones situated on the
point. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what that white looks like, a Y, because there's three of them. Huh?
Wow, it comes out from all different sides, like.
Very leaky.
Yeah. Is that common to have it all over and not just out of one?
Yeah.
Central location?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting because some of the other chimney sites that we visited 9 years ago had a lot of these really skinny, spindly, finger-like chimneys.
Right?
But this chimney used to look like a much more massive thing.
Holding there.
Some of those things on the side. But this is one that's regrowing in its place, and it's kind of growing in that same way. The old chimney had flanges, this new one does not, because it hasn't grown enough.
Look at all those shrimp.
Yeah, a lot of beehive kind of
chimneys. It's gorgeous. Such a great shot.
It just keeps going.
This one's like sticking out into space, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
So what makes these ones black rather than the white ones we saw the other day?
Different. Yep. A chemistry of vent fluid, primarily, and much higher temperature. This vent fluid, well, 9 years ago it was over 300 degrees C, had big billowing smoky plumes like this. So that hot fluid, and especially in the setting in the back arc, comes out full of metals that it's leached out of the rock under the seafloor, and they're dissolved in the vent fluid when it's very hot. When it comes out into the ocean and mixes with the cold seawater, all those elements that are in solution precipitate out as tiny mineral particles, and that's what makes the appearance of black smoke, as there's tiny particles, and that's what builds the chimneys too. These chimneys are made out of the minerals that come out of the vent fluid as it's cooled.
Is this one of the larger vents you've seen?
No.
But it used to be larger, right?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And the one next door, 9 years ago, was 30 meters high, which is giant.
You can see all the shrimp gathering, probably eating some of the yummy microbes that grow here at these hydrothermal vents. I don't know if we have confirmation of if these are some of the same we've seen or if they're different, but some of them are specific to the vent system that they live on. It's gorgeous.
Look at the difference between the two cams on the top.
Oh, yeah.
It is amazing to see that much life on there.
Right?
I mean, I guess that portion would be cooled down quite a bit, but still.
So do the worms.
I know it's hard to see.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm excited. So what reason I'm excited is that this is a group of polychaetes that are only found at hydrothermal vents in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh.
So it's a whole family of polychaetes that's evolved to hydrothermal vents. We get them on Juan de Fuca Ridge, one group of species, another group of species in the East Pacific Rise.
I think there's snails at the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, down at the bottom.
Over here, something
where,
different.
Where it goes to the left? Where it goes?
No, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up there.
Yeah, where it goes from white to tan along that
yeah,
line.
Yeah, all the way along there, those little gray
the gray
blobs.
Round
those
things,
snails.
Those are the hairy snails.
Happy right? Snail Day, guys.
Yeah, there they are.
Hey, John. We found it.
You gonna come down
snail?
Okay, Ed, go ahead.
Oh, no, I know that.
Coming in.
Here, I'll do it again here. No, you... Snail.
Oh,
my sister taught me this.
Holding here.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Clam.
Look at them all.
Yeah.
And they can see that all.
They're only at the bottom, mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, wow.
Well, look at the... So they need higher temperature. These snails have symbionts, so they've got to have access to good sulfide. They don't move very much. They're just snuggled in where there's good flow coming through.
Yeah,
we measured them with there. Temperatures up to 47 degrees centigrade in the middle of the snail piles, which is very high for a metazoan.
Oh, to be a snail in the snail pile.
Yeah.
But it was just really exciting to find them also in the Northwest Pacific, which means they managed to distribute all around. So you've got a deep history of contact somehow in evolutionary time, and I kind of feel like it's when the Kula plate was before it subducted that it was away, because the divergence is quite deep.
Oh, nice.
So these crabs are nasty little guys.
Oh.
Poorly behaved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's often a face-off going in between the crabs.
Look at this guy eating the bacteria off of the snail shell.
You see how the mouth parts are working. Every now and then, they try to peel back the shell on the snails, but the snail has a very thick, leathery covering over its shell, and it's really quite tough. It seems like the crabs have a hard time getting through to it.
Right.
But they're just grazing on their shells.
Yeah, and they're using it to their own advantage.
Pull out there
and all these
come
guys
out.
I think the shrimp.
What side of the vent are we on now?
It looks like we're on the west side of the vent.
Thank you.
Maybe southwest.
Southwest.
Yeah, because we're looking northeast.
This is gorgeous. This is exciting. My very first time seeing a black smoker hydrothermal vent.
Awesome.
Yeah,
same
thing with me.
Same here.
Wow.
We had a lot of buildup.
Yeah.
Say that.
Sure
it was so worth
the
wait.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure you guys were actually interested.
Yeah.
Wanted to take it across.
You had to make sure you're dedicated enough to,
to stick it out.
Stick it out.
Yeah. Pay your dues.
All right.
I paid them.
Coming up
I'm
a little
here.
Bit.
Yes.
Godzilla, very active dinosaur. No?
No, this is Godzilla.
Oh.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Nobody run, though.
Who got to name all these places?
Oh, the first people who saw them.
Do we know
way back, you know, when...
So are we going up this chimney?
Yeah, right now we're going up.
Feel like Santa Claus?
10 meters per minute?
Should have left a bag of toys on at the bottom.
Yep, there's definitely some major venting.
Yes, we can see the black smoke. That is pretty awesome.
That's
so cool.
Amazing.
Video, you want to push in?
No, I don't, but I will anyway. Thanks, DJ.
Are those two worms there already on the right-hand side?
Yeah. Yes, those are two worms.
So cool.
Hello.
video that's come full wide.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see that. So the black smoke for us will be very toxic. You would die if you were around. But some life just managed to adapt and to live on that.
It is crazy.
So cool.
So on the white thing that you see on the rock, it's actually bacterial mat, and it's first the primary producer of energy of this area.
The bacteria?
Yeah. So on the land, it's actually the plants, and on hydrothermal vents, it's the bacteria. And here you can see the tube worms.
Cool. Does it go much higher up?
Yeah. Probably.
It goes high.
It is called Godzilla.
So those of you who are wondering what we're kind of looking at, right in front is what's called a black smoker. So a hydrothermal vent is essentially a fissure in the planet's surface, and there's geothermally heated water coming out of it, and they're only found near volcanically active places, and so where tectonic plates are moving apart, etc. And these hydrothermal vents will form these black smokers. But there's also, and so the black smokers are iron sulfide, and the white smokers are barium, calcium, and silicon. But what we're looking at right now is a black smoker. Pauline?
Yes.
Miss Thornton's class at Cypress Woods High School is asking, has anyone been able to isolate and study the symbiotic bacteria inside the tube worms?
Oh, they are doing that, so I am not doing that because it's bacteria and it's too small for me. Yeah, they are already trying to understand how it works, what the concentration, if the, for example, is the tube worm is born with the bacteria in it, or is it collecting it from his environment? All of those questions are right now under study, and they also try to know if there is some different species. Well, it's not called species, but let's say with species of different bacteria, depending on the worms, depending on the chimney, depending on the different concentration of material inside the chimney. So yes, there is a lot of work on that.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. This is like Canada's first like deep sea marine protected area. So Ocean Networks Canada has been working pretty closely with the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. So that's why when you were talking about sampling and Ian like made that clarification, there's like a lot of procedures in place to make sure that things are done in a respectful way to conservation.
This is definitely part of the reason that I'm here. I wanted to be able to see this for myself. I mean, through an ROV, through a cable, onto the control van, but this is amazing.
Through the video router.
Yeah, through the video router. And that too. So thanks, Al. Thanks for setting this up.
You're welcome. What'd I do?
Everything. Just say yes.
Yes.